Go.
Okay. So, folks, good morning. How are you? Welcome. Thanks for coming back and playing with us for a little bit. So, just want to give you kind of a real quick overview of some of this area that we're going to be walking through. So, and this is kind of key with a lot of what Whitman is writing about. At the time, Brooklyn was its own city during all of Whitman's life.
1898.
Yeah. The Great Mistake, which still many Brooklyn residents refer to as the Great Mistake of when Brooklyn became part of New York City. It was known as the Twin Cities, the New York and Brooklyn. When it became part of the Great Mistake in 1898, the reason was is that there was some fear with some of the wealthy egos of New York that Chicago was about to eclipse New York as the largest city in America, and they didn't like that. So they ended up like having a big campaign and took it to a vote, and it barely passed. It was like a 52-48 kind of close call vote, but it ended up getting brought in and cemented New York's largest city status. And at that time, of course, it was only ferries still to get across until, at that point, the Brooklyn Bridge was finished. But when Whitman was writing, it was only that kind of ferry, and people really resented the bridge being built. There were some like Hart Crane and Walt Whitman who saw it as sort of a beautiful structure in bringing these two cities together, but for a lot of Brooklyn residents, I mean, it was too easy for the riffraff to come over to their area. It was originally settled in five different small communities by the Dutch, again, in the 1600s, and then became its own independent city for a long time. Many of the neighborhoods, Utrecht, Red Hook, Brooklyn, these are all Dutch words. And Brooklyn Heights was really where a lot of this, where we are and going to pretty much stay today, was sort of a real wealthy residence because it was the high bluffs of the promenade to be able to see over the city. It became known sort of as America's first suburb, and probably one of the most famous boroughs in the world, really, is Brooklyn.
Right.
And this park here is set up in testament to Walt Whitman. As we sort of had recently remembered, it was built here for the centennial of the publication of Leaves of Grass, which happened pretty much right close to where we're standing. The first copies and many of the several gestations of Leaves of Grass was at a small little printing house here in like here where the plaza is now. When Robert Moses put in the plaza, they basically tore down the building where it was published.
Yeah.
And
does everyone know about the first publication of Leaves of Grass? Like, have you heard the stories about how it was received?
Tell us.
They hated it. Everybody hated it. Very few people said anything nice about this collection of poems. Eight or nine that were in the first collection? There's right. Just a few. In the first time that he published it in 1855. Do you remember the exact quote? Something about the times?
You can acknowledge Walt Whitman is a good poet if you deny poetry as an art form.
Yeah. Right. People did not like this work. In fact, I've read that the only positive reviews of Leaves of Grass were probably written by Walt Whitman himself. He was the original, like, this was essentially the equivalent of, like, getting on Amazon and posting your own PDF book. Because self-publishing was not a thing. Like, no one did that. But he self-published this. And then when everybody hated it, he's like, got on his blog and said, like, oh, no, this is amazing. Whoa, this is the poet of the future.
The power of social media back then was impressive.
In the middle of the 1850s, he was a self-promoter. Like, he was hustling in true Brooklyn style.
Leaves of Grass kept getting republished with more poems added as time went on. And it's kind of interesting because it's one of the, I think, probably the only work of art that basically, as he kept republishing it, he had changed, the nation had changed, the themes had changed. So every publication is the kind of a new representation of the past and the present of a person getting older, of a country getting older. Yeah.
Was it disliked because the way he was publishing it himself, or was it the actual art form of the poetry?
Yes, it was the art form.
Was it both, actually?
It was very radically different.
It is different.
Yeah, it was style. His pre-verse, which was not very common. It was kind of seen as cheating.
Full of sexually
sloppy.
Explicit references to the body.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, naughty stuff. Yep.
Probably one of the best. He was an ambulance driver for a while during the Civil War, and took him very, very heavily. And he was obviously a huge supporter of Abraham Lincoln. And probably one of his best-known poems, and also featured in the movie that probably really cemented why I'm doing what I do now, which is Dead Poets Society. And I will always think of the two. And of course, with Robin Williams' recent departure, it kind of has a little bit more potent to me. But he wrote a poem about the death of Abraham Lincoln. Oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack. The prize we sought is won. The port is near. The bells I hear. The people all rejoicing. while follow eyes the steady keel, the vessel grim and daring. But oh, heart, 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 oh, the bleeding drops of red, for on the deck my captain lies, fallen, cold and dead. Oh, captain, my captain, rise up and hear the bells. Rise up, for you the flag unfurls, for you the bugle trills. For you bouquets and ribbon wreaths, for you the shores are crowding. For you they call the swaying mass, their eager faces turning. Hear, father, dear captain, this arm beneath your head. It is some dream that on the deck you've fallen cold and dead. My captain does not hear me. His lips are cold and still. My father does not feel my arm. He has nor strength nor will. The ship is weathered safe and sound, its voyage closed and done. From fearful trip, the victor ship comes in with object won. Rejoice, O shores, and ring, O bells, but I, with mournful tread, walk the deck my captain lies, fallen cold and dead.
Well done. Beautiful.
Thank you. Let's walk.
Speaking of the captain, let's visit a church that you once visited.